You know, I had a perfectly good talk about gratitude ready for today. And then Paris happened. And then I ripped it up. You know, it fell short of what we are called to do, the work that we are called to do in the world. It was cute. It was a very nice talk. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it really was. And it was all about focusing on the positive, and the positive grows, and you know, that sort of stuff, right? You know, what you focus on grows. And so, and it was really wonderful. But then the events in Paris unfolded, and I'm like, I'm stuck with, you know, oh, I'm doing a talk on gratitude, WTF, you know. So it sort of changed. I threw that all out and started again. You know, in Pittsburgh, PA, in July 22nd, 1999, Karen Herman conducted a 4.5-hour interview with Fred Rogers for the Archive of American Television. And during that interview that she had with him, he said this. He said, "When I was a boy, I would see scary things in the news. My mother would say to me, 'Look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping.'" And, you know, he continued with that. That's a quote I know you've probably read around a lot. But he continued and he said, "There will always be helpers on the side." In the same interview, he added, he thought that if news agencies, the media, would make a conscious effort of showing rescue teams, of showing medical teams, anybody who is coming into a place where there is tragedy, to be sure that they include that in their broadcasts, because if you look to the helpers, then you will always know that there is hope. So in times like these, when we don't understand the whys of things, and we try to fill in the blanks, right, with our own logic and our own reasoning and our own speculation, we look for one reason, we look for the reason why these things happen, we look for the bottom line, you know, that is not where the peace is. And that is not where the gratitude is. And frankly, if anybody comes up to me and tells me the one reason, the one bottom line these things happen, I want to slap them. Because there is no one reason and there is no one bottom line. It's a whole bunch of things. H.L. Mencken said, "For every complex problem, there is an answer that is simple and clear and wrong." So I'm not going there. I am not going there because that's not where the peace is and that's not where the gratitude is. I'm not going to discuss war. And I'm not going to talk about terrorism, and I'm not going to engage in speculation regarding the cause or the causes of violence. I'm not going to address Islamic extremism or terrorism or Christian terrorism or Christian extremism. I'm not going to discuss fundamentalism and its effects on religions of all kinds. I am not going to point fingers, make accusations, or lay blame. Because that is not where the peace is. And it's not where the gratitude is. You know, Cain has been killing Abel for thousands of years. And choosing sides does not heal anything. Maya Angelou said, "Hate has caused a lot of problems in the world. But it has not solved one yet." And that is so true. So here's what we do when the world looks like, for all intent and purposes, that it's gone off the rails and violence breaks bodies and breaks hearts. We love fiercely. We love more fiercely than we've ever loved before. Deeply and with great commitment, we hug each other. And we make soup. We pick up litter in the neighborhood. We practice random acts of kindness. We feed the dog, even if it's not our dog. We feed the animals. We tell someone how much we love them. You know, just in case we haven't told them for a while. And we remind ourselves, like Anne Frank did so many years ago in that attic, we remind ourselves. She said, despite everything, I believe that people are really good at heart. Despite everything, I believe that people are really good at heart. And that is the truth of humanity, isn't it? We are really good at heart. That is the truth of us. And Ernest Holmes said this in the Science of Mind textbook. He said, I give thanks to this inner life for all of its marvelous wonders and for all of its wonderful works. And I will sing and I will be glad, for I know that I am hidden with truth in a perfect life. And that's where the peace is. And that's where the gratitude is. And we come to a truth like this so that we can remember that we have so much more to be grateful than to be sorry for. We live in a world with 7.5 billion people. Not even 1%. Not even a fraction of 1%. Not even a fraction of that fraction live out of their brokenness. But those few people that do have forgotten who they are. They have forgotten who they are. And we are here to lift the world to the truth of its magnificence. This is the work that we do as a spiritual teaching, as a philosophy, and as a way of life. We are here to lift the world to know of its magnificence. And it is at times like these that I am reminded of the prayer of St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is error, truth. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. And this is our truth. This is what we have chosen to do by walking the spiritual path that we are on. We are here to be the love in the world. We are here to be the forgiveness, to be the pardon, to be the love, to lift the world out of the condition and to know the truth of our oneness. And so I turn to my practice of gratitude in the darkest times. And I look to the helpers. I look to the helpers. Because what I see is I see grace moves in where there is tragedy. Grace always moves in behind any tragedy. Because I know that love beats hate. I know that light always dispels the darkness, and I know that good wins the day every single time. Every single time I know that good wins the day, even if it doesn't look like it. Even if the conditions look less than positive, I know that good gets the win at the end of the day. Because we look past the conditions to know the truth. We have to. We have to look past the conditions. Whatever they appear to be, we know the conditions change all the time. And we know and we adhere to the truth that God is good. And gratitude is that practice of remembering that God is good. And no matter how small or how insignificant we think that that good is in the moment, whatever we can latch onto, whatever we can find, whatever little piece of gratitude we can find, we know that just knowing and remembering that with gratitude, that good, it grows our awareness of more things to be grateful for. I am grateful for this teaching. I am grateful for this room. I am grateful for every wonderful being that is sharing this time with me in this room right now. I am grateful for our wonderful soloist this morning. I am grateful for our musicians. I am grateful for the people running the video and the audio. What are you grateful for? What are you grateful for right now in this moment? Family. What else? Friends. Me? Bless you. What else? Life. Breath. What are you grateful for? The sun is shining. Yay. What are you grateful for? My car got me here today. Yay. What are you grateful for? My job. Love. Music. My babies. What? What else? Ah, home. Community. What are we grateful for right here in this moment? Peace. Peace. Keep it going. See how it multiplies? The more things we realize we're grateful for, the more things come into our mind to be grateful for. What are we grateful for? It multiplies, you know? And we can linger in the what's wrong all we want, or we can go with the little gratitudes. And the little gratitudes change everything. We remind ourselves of the little good in every corner. Every corner of the world, we see the little good. And it lifts us, and then we in turn lift everyone around us. Someone said this, and I don't know who it is. I don't have an author for this quote. It's unknown. But someone once said, on particularly rough days, when I am sure I cannot possibly endure, I like to remind myself that my track record for getting through bad days so far is 100%. And that's pretty good. You know that old saying that energy flows where attention goes, right? That was made popular years and years ago in the What the Bleep movies and the, I don't know, all those other New Thought movies. I can't even think of them, but you know them. That energy flows where attention goes. It simply means that energy, the creative energy of the universe, that creative energy flows into the forms of the things that we pay the most attention to, right? That's what it is. Things that we pay most attention to. So if we are staying in the negative, we develop more negatives. Right? So you can see that's just the creative energy. That is just the law. Ernest Holmes said the love and the law. It is just the law doing what it does. Without question, without consciousness, it simply flows into form. It just goes where it's directed. It is infallible. Ernest Holmes said it is infallible and it is impersonal. It just works the same way all the time for everyone. So if we're concentrating on the negative, that's where it flows. That's where it flows into form. And if we are staying in the positive, that's where it flows into form. If we're staying in the positive, positive thoughts, positive feelings, optimistic beliefs, thoughts of different ways things can work out, different ways things can possibly work out. We resonate in the energy of possibility. Then possibilities are made known. We know gratitude. We know we grow things that we are grateful for. They grow. And so I searched all around the internet this week for the good news. What else happened? What else happened in the world? So Virginia's Governor McAuliffe announced that they just housed over 1,400 veterans in Virginia this week. They have just virtually eliminated homeless veterans in their state. That is so cool. And they will continue to address it, and they will continue to house homeless vets whenever they come across them. So last week, every dog and every cat in the Akron, Ohio Animal Shelter was adopted during an adopt-a-thon on November 7th. And all of their cages are empty, every single one. That's very cool. There is a healthy mouth movement afoot in this country. It is a mobile dentistry movement, and it is helping veterans. And so far, it's up and running in 30 states. And all it does is dentistry, right out of their mobile trucks. Isn't that amazing? There is a former cancer nurse who's making princess wigs out of yarn, a brightly colored yarn, for little girls who are experiencing cancer. And they're just adorable, big Ariel wigs and big, you know, all of the princess, they all have that big hair with big long braids and everything, and she's making them out of yarn, and they're just beautiful. We have developed new eye drops that can dissolve cataracts without surgery. Yeah, it's just amazing what is going on. In Amman, Jordan, neighbors rushed in to an apartment where children were trapped by flooding waters, incoming waters, and saved all the children in the apartment. Good is everywhere. Alan, you're going to share one with me. You bet. Good is everywhere. It is all around us. It is all around us. It's up to us to see it. Michael. World Parliament of Religions. Polio is eradicated throughout the world. Yes, he said with the World Parliament of Religions announced Rotary Club has eradicated polio worldwide. Yes.
That Indian, the ophthalmologist in Nepal.
Yes.
Restored sight to
120,000 people with a simple procedure. Wow. Awesome. Good is all around us. Good is all around us. And we look to this. I see somebody's hand up way in the back. I did see that.
Yep.
To grow back into its wholeness. Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. There is good in the world. There is good in the world. Good is everywhere. Gratitude gets easier and easier to express, doesn't it? Look for the helpers. They are always there. They are on the edges. They're on the sidelines. They're running in when everybody else is running out. We're sort of like firefighters. Ernest Holmes said this in a Holmes Reader for All Seasons. The attitudes of praise and thanksgiving are salutary. They not only lighten the consciousness, lifting it out of sadness and depression, they elevate consciousness to a point of acceptance. Praise and thanksgiving are affirmations of the divine presence, the divine abundance, and the divine givingness. It is only when we live affirmatively that we are happy. It is only when we recognize the universe is built on affirmations that we can become happy. We can know the good in the midst of conditions to the contrary. We can know that God is fully present right there in the midst of conditions to the contrary. And we can look for the helpers in every situation. They show us, they point out to us where the gratitude grows. Thank you.